Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Zechor Le Miriam Perig Yud, Shir number 37, where the Chofetz Chaim explains the Maimer of the Gemara, Ma Umnosoi Shel Odom Bo'en Wazeh. What is a person's umnus? What is his job here in this world? And the Gemara tells us that a person should make himself like an Elim, like a mute. So Gemara has a question, he should make himself like a mute, that means he shouldn't talk Torah? Gemara says, no, of course he should talk Torah. It's talking about other things. He should make himself like a mute and not have other conversations when they're not necessary. That's the Gemara. And the Chofetz Chaim says, what's going on over here? What does the Gemara mean? What's the having? What's the original thought that I might have thought I shouldn't say even Torah? The whole world was created for Torah so that Klai Yisrael can learn the Torah. As the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says in Perek Beis of Perkei Avos, Hu Hayo Omer. If you learn a lot of Torah, don't pat yourself on the back. That's what you're created for. That's your job. So what's the Gemara asking? Maybe he should be quiet and not even talking Torah. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim asks, what's the Gemara saying that this is the person's umnus, that he should make himself like an elam, like a mute? There are many ikrim. Balach v'drachav, go in the ways of Hashem, be merciful. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these midos, we should have these attributes as well. Why are we saying that this is the umnasoi shel adam? This is the trade a person should work on. Ela mashmizeh, says the Chofetz Chaim, the afsha hergel b'midos of hakdoshos heima ikrim hakdoilim. Even though a person accustoms himself to behave like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are the main points, shemevim lo adam l'kdusho l'taharos aleiv, the Chol Tuv, and it brings a person to holiness and purity and all good. Nonetheless, HaMechuna, HaMashin, HaMachziko, B'toicho, Kol HaMidas HaKdosh Se'elu. What is that fundamental principle that holds everything together? That the Kedusha and the Tahara should not be lost? It's Dafka Impoyel B'Nashal Yoyz Diburov Mitzum Tzomen. It's only if the person works on himself that his speech should be mitzumtzumim, should minimize his speech. Raklin yonim hanechutzim, and only speak that which needs to be spoken. L'sharin yoni ha'olam hu ki'ilein lo yiftach piv. And for other things in the world, he's like an ilein. He should be quiet, not open his mouth. Mitzvah Shemuk will continue tomorrow on this topic.